Now, invitation to the adventure world.
To
peace.
To
peace.
Hello and welcome to episode 69 of 2P Start Live. He is Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show
today.
This just in. That's right, breaking news in the world of gaming that you need to know. So Tim, have you ever heard of a game called Tabula Rasa?
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Something like that.
Good. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Dang it. All right, well, it'll be fun to explain anyways. Apparently, Tabula Rasa is a massively multiplayer online game in the similar vein of World of Warcraft, basically, as we all know and love. And it hasn't been doing so hot in sales. They're not doing so well. But they're not just going to pull the plug and just be like, okay, you can play until, you know, day X or whatever. They're actually... This comes from joystick.com. It says, soon-to-be-retired players won't be popping champagne and mingling during tomorrow's server shutoff festivities. No, they'll be pushing back one last onrush of bloodthirsty Bane combatants in a cataclysmic event that will likely see the annihilation of every living thing ever. Players were warned in an in-character message on the Tabula Rasa site that should their defenses crumble during the Bane's final onslaught, humanity will turn into its ominous-sounding last resort weapon, which will ensure the complete destruction of both sides of the conflict. If it is truly our destiny to be destroyed, we are taking them with us. I think that is pretty awesome. I mean, that's just great. Because I've always felt like MMOs don't really have...
an ending?
Well, duh. But they don't really have any sense of, like...
fun.
That too.
Purpose?
Any sense of purpose or urgency. Yeah, it's just very much like the only thing you can waste is time, basically. You know, that's the only thing you have to worry about is wasting your life.
Yeah, it's good they didn't just, you know, pull the plug and say, sorry, we're not making any money. We don't.
Right.
It's like, well, we really are sorry that we have to do this, but let's make it end nicely. So.
Yes.
That's cool.
It's very cool. Let's move on to comic talk. This week we had our Number Munchers comic.
I appreciated it on a couple levels. One, I just haven't come up with any real great ideas for a little bit, and, you know, I just keep worrying. It's like, okay, today's Saturday, nothing coming. Okay, it's Sunday, nothing. Okay, it's Monday now, and Ray's not getting anything from me today, so...
Right.
You know, I always worry, it's like, time goes on, and I really still don't have anything, and I think that pressure makes it even harder to come up with anything decent.
And yeah, I mean, I was most worried about it being, the majority of it being pixel art, and I'm like, I don't like doing that if I don't have to, so I used copy and paste on this one, but then I just tried to highly stylize it as best as I could to be like a, you know, a screen or whatever, which brought in the silhouette of me.
Yeah, somebody mentioned they should have put a reflection of Comic Ray or something, or Comic
Ray.
Yeah,
I didn't even
little...
think about that.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I just figured that would be me. Like, right. Who else? That's just strange. Yeah, but the problem with that is how it's different from monitor to monitor. Even though it's very slight on my screen... for some people, it's just really obvious. And I've looked on some people's monitors, and I'm like, wow, it just burns right through that picture.
Well, and I can definitely see it on my laptop monitor, but my monitor at work, it doesn't matter how high I turn the brightness up or whatever, I can't see a thing. So
yeah.
So a lot of people were commenting, like, wait, what reflection are you guys talking about? I have no idea what you're saying right now.
Right.
And I forget who it was, but somebody basically... turned the comic black and white and turned up the contrast or whatever, and you could really see very, very, very,
I never saw that black and white one.
Oh, you didn't?
Did you put a link for it?
Yeah, let's find it. Hold on one second.
Yeah, you gotta send that to me.
It's in the comments here. Huh. The comment I got in my email, oh, he linked with nothing. There's no text to link. so you can't actually get to the link. But I got the HTML. Let me send this to you. So nobody on the site saw it. That's sad, because this
was
awesome.
Good.
No, this is an awesome picture.
Okay, you gotta send it to me.
All right, here we go.
Wow, what?
See, when you look at it in black and white, you're like, whoa. Those black beady eyes staring me down.
It's like Number Muncher's, like, afraid of me.
Yeah,
looking
exactly.
up at me like, oh my god, creepy person. Because I didn't take that picture for the comic. I just grabbed one that was, like, I opened up Photo Booth on my Mac to take a picture. I'm like, oh no, this one will work. It's just me looking. Mm. So I'm like, oh. That's bizarre looking. It just doesn't do it justice.
See. Oh, somebody thought that Number Muncher there, or Muncher, I guess his name is, didn't have his mouth open, like, in a scared way, but that was actually a mustache.
Okay.
If you look at him and you look at it as a mustache instead of a mouth, they're like, were you trying to say it's like a big Mexican mustache and that
what?
That the stimulus bill and the deficit is all due to the illegal aliens? I was like, wait,
dude.
What? I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I guess I could see a mustache there, but
I'm sure Ray's wearing a sombrero in that reflection. I know it.
Yeah, that was Shady McTintington. Is it intended that his open mouth looks like a big stereotypical Mexican mustache? As to imply that illegal aliens are going to eat up this stimulus?
See, we've gone far enough going into political jokes, so we're not going into racial ones.
No. Well, that's racial and political, but the truth is that that's what Muncher looks like when he gets eaten, right? I mean, that's the sprite that's used when...
Yeah, when he gets hit or something, yeah.
Yeah, so that's not Ray's own creation of the overreaction. Yes.
That was their original racist intentions back then.
Yes.
The other thing I liked about this comic was that we aren't taking any sides on this issue, would you say?
No.
Right, because
no,
it's like,
I mean,
you know, it doesn't...
I don't care who you are, that's a lot of money, right?
Right, it's like, whether you agree with it or not, like, that's a huge number for him to have to eat. Like, that's just a huge, huge number amount of money, obviously. So we enjoy doing political jokes like that if we can do it and not have to take any sides on it, and just have it funny in its own right.
Well, the truth is, Muncher represents tax-paying Americans. And we're the ones that have to eat the
bill.
The bulk of the bill there, so.
All right, well, for every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week goes to Nintendo Gamer 101, who said, "That reflection of Ray on the computer screen looks like he is staring into my soul. That, or it looks like he's staring at me from inside my computer, like a one-way window or something. Or maybe it could be my own reflection. Oh my gosh, I've turned into Ray! Ah! Hey, I'm hot!" Take that back.
Yes, take it back. Well, that's pretty funny, because that's the one I was going to pick. So I'm not going to just come up with one on the spot here.
But we will roll out some commenters that we always love to hear from. Ones that will rise from your grave.
Rise from your grave.
Mwahaha.
Many Two Piece Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading our comics, but never leaving a single comment.
How dare they?
So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you.
When you, yes, when you say shackles, you should have like a little, like a chain.
Da 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 da. I don't know how to pronounce this. Z-I-J-J-H.
That's probably the best way to pronounce it.
He says, "Okay, not sure if it's a rise from the grave since I only found the site a few weeks ago, but I did manage to go through all the comics as well as all the podcasts. Yes, I am a deluded fan. But I really wanted to say that this is a great site in general. One, I forgive you for the Mario steroids. Two, I will say that I missed the Trivia for Two section and regret that I have not been able to submit for it since I found it after it was eliminated. Anyway, keep it up, guys. I love the nature and the style of the site, especially in the clean, mature nature of the comics and podcasts, which are absolutely hilarious. Well, thank you, ZIJJH.
Yeah, thanks. I'm still shocked when people say, I went back and listened to all the podcasts.
That's
because
just...
That's so daunting. I don't understand.
I mean, I don't mind it at all. I mean,
I don't even know why we archive them, because it's like, once a few weeks have gone by, you know, I'd be like, well, that's out of date, so I'm not going to bother listening to it. But, you know,
I disagree.
Keep saying,
I mean, yeah, they're still funny in their own ways, and
yeah, but it, like the usefulness of them wears off within a couple weeks, you know. Eventually, I'm not going to believe them, because after, you know, a couple hundred of these, they say, I just found your site last week, but I've listened to all the podcasts. No, you didn't, because there aren't enough minutes in a week, even if you didn't sleep, to listen to all of them.
Well, once you listen to one, you've heard them all, right? I mean...
Yeah, basically.
No, but thank you guys very much. Please come out more often. We need more of you rising up. And yes... You can lurk behind the shadows, not in the shadows. That is a possibility for any of you wondering.
Yeah, somebody brought that up this week.
Well, it's time for the dreaded, horrible, tainted, lonely, unsuccessful, and single Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games. In honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom. Well, Tim, why don't you go first? I have a feeling
same
one.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. It's not Winter Olympics, though. Sorry.
Okay. No. Is there gameplay of that yet?
No, I don't.
Ah, dang it.
But, you know, when I picked
I just
that,
want my dreams to be
week?
Crushed. I can't wait for that moment when I press play and my dreams are shattered instantly.
Here's the thing with that game, though, or the one that came out already. I keep running into people. It just baffles me.
I know.
They're like, oh, you have a Wii? Oh, yeah, you know, it's fun. I play, you know, Wii Sports and some of the Mario and Zelda, whatever. And they're like, I play Wii too, you know, and you play the Olympics game? I'm like,
you're trying to be nice.
I'm trying to be nice. Like, I've played it. I don't want to give an opinion of it. And then it's always the answer is all. This happened a couple days ago, literally. And he's like, "Yeah, that game's so fun." I just want to walk away.
You just turn around and walk. You don't even say anything else. You just like walk. Just walk past them instantly. No, that's happened to me too. I mean, even the most like, there's this total gangster at where I used to work, and I mean, he was just a hardcore white gangster guy, and he's like, "Yeah, like he got a Wii and." He was talking about how much fun that game was, and I'm like, seriously? I didn't say that.
I just
fired him and then left. But yeah.
If you've never like experienced the Wii, and that's the first thing you do, maybe I could see like, oh wow, I'm shaking the two controllers and makes them run fast. Like, but that novelty wears off really quickly, in my opinion.
But anyway, what's your Black Doom Award?
Yeah. So... Maybe that's part of the intro. We say the end is near now, and here's our weekly rant on Sonic at the Olympic Games. And now we'll get into the real Black Doom Awards. No, mine goes to Street Fighter, the Legend of Chun-Li.
That is
a movie, but you know it's based on a video game. But you've already had one of the worst video game movies ever made. Not that that's difficult to, you know, make a bad video game movie, but you know, let's not repeat the thing 15 years later. Well,
let's learn from our mistakes.
Let's learn from our mistakes, you know? Like, okay, this is what made it bad, now let's do things differently than what made it bad. And, you know, I look on RottenTomatoes.com and there's been 20 reviews so far, okay? That's a decent amount, so you're gonna get a consensus here. What do you think the percentage is?
Zero.
Yes.
Yes.
There is not a single... And I've almost never seen a zero. I mean, if I see like a 25 or a 40, I mean, those are that's a bad movie. You know, if you're under 50%... Well, they call it rotten if it's under 60%. So if not 60% of the critics think it's a good movie, then it's not going to be a good movie. But we're talking none of them. And... You know, they pick little quotes from all the different reviews, and to kind of give you a feel for what the movie's about. And, you know, I mean, some of these are pretty horrible. More than one say, this movie is so bad that it's kind of awesome in a few ways.
Yes.
It's so bad it's good, you know? Like,
right.
It just...
I wonder if that was intentional, you know? If they're like, hey, you know what? Let's just F with people.
You know, it's like dramatic, but funny because they're trying to be dramatic and it's not working. Chun-Li narrates much of it, and the dialogue would be excruciating if it weren't laughable in the way she describes what is blatantly occurring on the screen. If nothing else, the movie is an ideal one for blind viewers. So it's like, as she's narrating the movie, she's like, then I punched him, and then
I don't know,
I mean, I haven't seen it, but it's like...
Now, here's what really irks me about video game movies, because I've vowed never to see one. Nothing's ever been good, so I gave up. And, you know, the Sonic movie was okay, but, you know. the real-life Sonic movie, yeah. I was talking with a couple friends about this recently, where I hate it when reviewers who aren't gamers review a video game movie and they say, well, you know, I certainly didn't like it, but I'm sure the fans of the video game will enjoy it, you know? And it's like, no, they hate it even more because the movie just ruined their favorite game, you know? It's like... It didn't do the game any kind of justice and showed it off to everyone as worse than what they wanted it to be. So they're actually more insulted.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing with like superhero movies. You know, it's like
the
superhero movie might get decent reviews, but sometimes the fans really don't like it because it strayed a lot from the source material. So you know that I would think that a fan of the video game series would dislike it even more. Actually, one person that reviewed the movie was a fan of the series. He said, as a fan of the video game series, I can honestly say that this is hands down one of the worst films I've ever seen. Chris Klein is so bad that he made the movie a comedy. So, yeah.
Well, maybe in another, 10 years we'll get a better rendition?
I mean, why... Anyway,
it's not worth it.
Yeah,
it's over. Well, my Black Doom Award is going to go to Nintendo.
For their release list or what?
Oh, is there a release list? Gee, I didn't even know they had any games coming out. that's a separate Black Doom Award, clearly. But no, my Black Doom Award is going to go to the recently announced controller for the Nintendo Wii.
Oh, gosh.
Have you seen... The classic controller Pro. Now, here's a picture of it for you M4A listeners of the podcast. I mean, it's the classic controller with, like, shoulder buttons now. I mean, it has shoulder buttons, but now it's got, like, shoulder buttons number 2. It's basically a PlayStation 2 controller at this point.
And handles, right?
It has handles now, okay? Oh, my gosh. And apparently, this is not just a clip-on to your normal classic controller. It's actually a new classic controller with that thing in the back of it. And it's like, I guess it's just a little bit bigger, too.
Right.
Is this what they've been working on for the last year? I mean, what are they doing over there? Like, what? Who is it that was like, you know what we need? Another classic controller.
Why?
With just, like, 2 modifications, you know, just to make it a little bit better. Like, come on, people.
But here's the thing. There's so much that sucks about this. First of all... you know, I was reading the article about that, and this is the second time that Nintendo has screwed a third-party developer because of their new peripheral they're coming out with.
Right.
The first time was with Wii Motion Plus, right after, LucasArts was going to come out with a lightsaber battle game that didn't support Wii Motion Plus. They decide, this is going to make it awesome, right? Well, thanks a lot. We're just about to release this game. No one's going to buy it now. And now Monster Hunter 3 or whatever in Japan is coming out, shipping with a regular classic controller. Ugh. It would look like green colored or something like that. But, you know, we're going to package it with the classic controller, which is now obsolete with the new classic controller Pro. So, I don't know why they...
You know what we need on the controller? A camera. Okay, how about 2 cameras, you know? That'll make it cool, right? We'll call it the Classic Controller Eye. Classic Controller Pro Eye.
But here's the thing. Okay, you're going to call it
and
the
Classic
Controller
And you can put an SD card
Pro.
Into it, right? And you can play music off of it.
That sounds familiar. They're calling it the Classic Controller Pro, but they don't even change really the shape of it. It's like it's wearing those third-party handlebars that you can buy for $10
right.
bucks.
That's what I thought it was doing originally. I thought it was like just right. an attachment to the back, but when I actually read the article, which I tend not to do, you know, especially when Eddie was on the podcast, then, you know, then I find out, oh, gee, it's actually a brand new controller. It's a little bigger, too.
It's like, it's not really, doesn't look any ergonomically, any
no.
better ergonomically, because
no.
it's still shaped like, I never liked the thing, but... And
might
then
well
it's, not even,
GameCube
it's not even wireless.
I mean, geez.
It's not even wireless.
Yeah, what the heck?
It still has to be attached to the Wii remote.
What a joke.
It's you
this
can't
is,
put
this
batteries
is one of the
things
they've been working
really.
On. It's like, what else have you guys been doing besides Punch-Out and like re-release of Pikmin and Metroid? Like, come on.
Well, they must be coming up with some really awesome game that just needed two extra buttons. That's all I can think of.
No, there's no.
Right?
No, I don't believe that for a second.
Why else do we need more shoulder buttons?
Yeah, what game uses the shoulder buttons?
That's
a good
point. What I
want
to know. Oh my goodness.
Well, no. I take that back because, well, yeah, I mean...
All the virtual console games... That are going to be compatible with the regular.
Well, the regular
controller.
One has like the has L and R and then Z, and Z2, and like the Z the little Z buttons are beside, they're on the inside of the
they're
shoulder buttons.
Next to it, right?
They're like
yeah.
little circles. So,
so
really,
are those gone?
Really, yeah, those are gone on this controller. They
so there's
just,
no more buttons.
There's no more Z buttons. Now
it's just
like
a different
place. Second, yeah, they just moved them to the back behind, where they should have been
oh
the whole
gosh.
Time to begin with. Obviously,
right, right. Wow, brilliant move. And then, meanwhile, they release a list of, you know, the games coming out in the next 3 months. And it's a huge list, because it includes all the third-party games coming out. All the animals with a Z at the end of the word, you know?
Right.
Horses and fishes and whatever. there's really nothing... Yeah, nothing more than we already know about, you know? I don't even think Wii Sports Resort was on the list, so that's not coming out till at least summer.
Give me a friggin' break. You know what, Nintendo?
I don't know what they're doing.
Nintendo, you're a nice company, but we're effing done professionally, okay? Sorry. You're amateur.
I don't get it. I really don't. And
they're seriously dropping the ball this year, honestly. I don't know what
they're
going to do. I mean, they must be riding on the flow of cash so hard that it's like, you know what? No one cares.
They're
let's
like,
just,
pump
let's
out
just
a
take
few,
a year vacation.
Yes, pump
we'll
out
have...
a few GameCube remakes.
We'll have some interns work on the GameCube games. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We're going to take a year off. I don't know, because you know what? The same day they announced their whole list of games, the PSP came out with, let's see, announcements on Rock Band exclusive, Assassin's Creed exclusive, Little Big Planet coming to the PSP, Motor Storm... And bigger than any of that is a new Hannah Montana PSP in the color lilac.
I probably got my pre-order.
So,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, well, exactly. You
I'm
know?
Buying the
I
PSP
mean...
just for that. It comes bundled, right? It comes in like a special color?
Yes.
What's
yes.
the color again?
Lilac.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I can't wait. Mm-hmm. When I go to sleep, I'm going to hold it when I sleep at night. I mean, I would literally scoff at that, but it's like Nintendo has nothing else. Like,
well,
has,
those
it doesn't
are,
even have
those
that
are
much.
Some big-name titles. There really are.
Yeah, I guess. Because,
see, when I was looking at the PSP the last couple of years, I'm like, really, is anything decent coming out for the system? It just didn't really seem like anything compelling. So,
right.
If you own a PSP and it's been collecting dust, now you're like, I mean, I don't know, personally, Rock Band on the PSP doesn't sound that exciting, just like Guitar Hero on the DS doesn't sound very exciting.
Right.
But, you know, maybe that's your thing, but... Assassin's Creed, that could be pretty cool.
So you can have like four-player Rock Band. You know, everyone gets together with their different PSPs, right? And they all make music out loud and annoy everyone.
You put
on
a
the
little
bus.
Miniature instrument on top of your PSP and you start playing.
A little microphone, you know, a flute, stuff like that.
But Little Big Planet, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
on
that
the
is
PSP.
A good. Yeah, that is a cool one.
So you know, this hey, a lot better than what Nintendo's. Not done in the
that's,
last
yeah, no exactly that's what I'm
months.
Saying normally I would scoff yeah. but I it's like they got nothing
I don't know don't know
they're bluffing all right well and finally we would like to wrap up the show with musical misfits Each week, listeners of 2P Start Live submit their favorite video game songs that have been lost in the shuffle over time. And we play one in full after the show's over, for those who are interested. This week's was submitted by commenter Stinky Cheese, who recently rose from his grave. Thank you, Stinky Cheese. It's the boss battle theme from Final Fantasy Mystic Quest. So, that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We will see you next week.
Bye-bye. Who was it that really sucked at Brawl?
Casamassina. Matt Casamassina is horrible in that game. We still make jokes about that.
he's like holding the controller upside down. He's like, I just don't get it, guys. I don't understand this game.
It's like, you've played this game since the N64 and the GameCube, and now Brawl, and you still can't figure out that when you press down B, when you're off the stage, you die as Pikachu? I mean, come on! Dude, he only knows two moves, and one of them causes him to die every time. Come on. Yeah.